Well, another matter of some debate is whether we should start vaccinating children and teenagers sooner rather than later in the face of a virus that's continuing to mutate and which could pose new threats even to the young. Doctors say the vaccines are proving very safe and effective for children and teenagers, but with supply constraints in Australia, they say we should stay focused on adults. Rachel Mealy reports.
The Pfizer vaccine has been approved for Australians over 16, but soon that approval may be expanded to include children as young as 12. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Pfizer has asked the Therapeutic Goods Administration to lower the age threshold.
But it's very much a medical decision and being considered first by the TGA. If that's a green light, then it will be considered by the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation. If we have two green lights, then we'll talk with the public, talk with the states, and plan out the rollout for the relevant group.
Professor Christine McCartney is the director of the Australian National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance. She says the Delta outbreak has increased the urgency of vaccines for Australians in general, but the risk to children remains low.
Yeah, the Delta variant's definitely changing the lens through which I think we view vaccination of children. We know that whilst it's more transmissible, we're not seeing evidence so far that it's necessarily more severe. We all see more cases in children and teenagers, so that in and of itself is a reason to think about vaccinating.
She says studies of the mRNA vaccines have shown that they're safe and effective for use in the 12 to 15 age group.
The Pfizer trial included 2,000 12 to 15-year-olds, and it demonstrated that protection was extremely good against any COVID disease. In fact, it topped out at 100%, bearing in mind that, you know, that that might not always be the case, but it certainly looked very protective and had a similar safety profile to the vaccine in older teenagers and young adults.
But she says even if the TGA and ATAGI give the go-ahead in Australia now, because of limited supplies, the vaccines that we do have should be given to adults first.
I think until we have more supply, we obviously shouldn't move to a vaccination program in teenagers, but of course we need to look at that soon because supply will be increasing in the final quarter of this year, 2021, and hopefully be quite abundant in 2022.
Dr. Greg Kelly is a paediatrician and intensive care specialist. He says vaccines may need to be given to even younger children in the future, and clinical trials are being run looking at the effectiveness of mRNA vaccines in children as young as 6 months old.
In the US, the FDA, you know, the US drug regulator, has asked for 6 months of safety data. They'd only asked for 2 months on the adults. I think that's a good thing. You know, these are our children. We need to be very cautious. And so we'll see the results from those trials coming in later this year. And we may actually see authorization for the younger age groups come through in the US as well.
Dr. Kelly says vaccinating children against COVID will be important to prevent potentially lifelong problems associated with the condition that's become known as long COVID.
If COVID behaves like all other diseases, which it probably will, it seems very likely that vaccines will offer protection against long COVID as well, even if not absolute protection.
Paediatrician Dr. Greg Kelly, Rachel Mealy, our reporter there.